Good evening, and thanks, Elena. It was a great show. And we are here on the Cabaret Show here on KGNU with Scott Seskind and Julie Seskind. And Scott's going to start with a song called Stuck in a Mode. Take it away, Scott.
Stuck in a mode, unable to smile. Not in a groove, and I'm not in style. And I feel sadness in my mind. I don't know why, but I don't cry. And the tears appear, they don't fall. Sitting in restaurants on my own, waiting for the rain to go. There's so much to say that I haven't said. Feelings are left inside of my head. If I can just let out what I have inside, I think that I will be alright. I've been so far down, it's hard to see, buried in stupidity. If I can't let it out, it'll rot inside, twist and turn and end up as lies. And the tears appear, they don't fall. There's anger and greed and envy inside, muted feelings for those who have died. There's you in your dreams and you who you are. You're the nicest guy with the cruelest desires. If I can just let out what I have inside, I think that I will be alright. If I succeed, you'll say you're not surprised. But did you know that I can't cry? You always said I could do what I want. Then you'd leave the room, leave it up to me, as if it was all so easy. And the tears appear, they don't fall. Why do I struggle? Why do I fight? What is this need to prove what I might? I wanna rise above what I've risen before, 'cause I know that I can do much more. If I can just let out what I have inside, I think that I will be alright. I'll be alright. I'll be alright. I'll be alright in the morning.
Great.
Thank you,
so
Ginger.
Nice to have you, Scott, here on KGNU on the Cabaret Show. And got a new song coming up, right?
That's right. I picture somebody dancing alone on a dance floor in a bar.
Pendulum in the other direction. I can see things from your perspective, July. I'm afraid I might be successful, you are. I'm afraid I might be a failure, you are. Right, you are. Right, you are.
Oh, so this is what life is.
Who would I rather be than I'm being? Where would I rather go than I'm going? I don't know. What would I rather feel than I'm feeling? Hurt than I'm hurting. Love than I'm loving.
don't know, I don't know. Oh, so this is what life is. Something's got me in a bad mood. I can't decide what inside's worth saving. You are looking for myself in the movies. There you are looking for myself in my music. There you are. There you are. There you are. Oh, so this is what life is. What would I rather do than I'm doing? Who would I rather see than I'm seeing? I don't know. What would I rather work than I'm working? Sing than I'm singing? Live than I'm living? I don't know. I don't know.
Thank you, Scott Seskind, here, Cabaret, and what are you laughing at?
The way you said thank you.
Well, you're playing for us, and it's a joy, and it's a gift, so thank you. We got another song coming up, I'll Carry On. Is this a new one, Scott?
It's not on either of my records.
Oh.
It's on my upcoming record.
Oh, good. Got to hear about that.
I'm looking for a producer.
Okay. We'll put the word out here. Let's hear a song.
So, this one is with Juliet over here. We've been playing together for 35 years. Scott is a sissy boy. Scott is a sissy. So much anger, so much hate, so much sorrow, so much waste. Even when the news is bad and angry people rule the land. Even when I'm feeling sad, overwhelmed by doing bad. Carry on for you. Even though it's all set up for white folk who get so caught up. Even though it's pounded in the way the things are caving in, carry on for you. Carry on for you. Even though it's hard, I'll carry on, I'll carry on. And it's hard, sometimes really hard. And it's hard, sometimes I know. Even though I'm so confused and hardly ever really used. Even though I don't know how I feel. Carry on for you. Even when it all seems dark and I can't seem to hold a spark. Even when I feel alone, want nothing more than to go home. Carry on for you. I'll carry on for you. Even though it's hard, I'll carry on, I will carry on. It's hard, sometimes really hard. And it's hard, sometimes I know. Even when I'm feeling weak, my morals down below my knees. Even when my humor leaves me all caught up in my pet peeves. Even when I'm angry at myself for being lazy. When my spirit's stuck and heavy. For this world I'm not ready. Even when it's hard for me to make it through the day. You make it easier for me to say. I love you. I'll carry on for you. Even though it's hard, I'll carry on. I will carry on.
beautiful. Juliet, you add a lot to that song with your drums.
Thank you.
We're here at the cabaret show with Scott Seskine and Juliet Seskine. Scott, you've been singing for a long time. When did you put out your first release?
1985, the year my son was born.
Nice. And you had stuck in a mode on that song with our beloved Madame Andrews,
yeah,
too. Madame Andrews, of course, founded the show here, the Gospel Chime Hour, which is heard still on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. And she was a beloved member of the KGN community, just a smile on her face, radiant, and always there with a hug for you. Give me a hug, baby. Give me another hug, she'd say. So how did she end up being on your record?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Ginger.
Did I have something to do with it?
Probably. But she lived in an apartment in Denver, right?
Right, Thornton. Mm-hmm.
And I had already recorded that song on my four-track cassette recorder. And I brought the recorder to her apartment. And I had the lyrics written out. And I set the recorder on her kitchen table. And, you know, she just did it.
She added a lot to that song, too.
Oh, yeah. And that's
backup vocals.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite part of the record is when she's singing on it.
Yeah, she had an amazing voice, could play the piano like nobody's business. And we still miss Madame Andrews here, KGNU.
Another great story about Madame Andrews, she had dementia right at the end of her life.
Right.
But she came to the nursing home to sing where I work. And her dementia was pretty bad, but as soon as she got behind the keyboard, all of the music came back.
Right. She could play the piano still, and she could come up with words. She needed a little help. She'd swing right into it. So anyway, you got something else for us here?
Did you want to say something about this song being on Sky Girl?
Oh, yeah. This is a song that's one of my favorites, actually. It's got a great line in here about meeting our wives. Right? Maybe we'll meet our wives. And tell us about Sky Girl. It's kind of opened some doors for you. New directions in your music.
Yeah, somebody chose this song to be on the Sky Girl compilation. And more people, heard my song on that than on anything else.
What was the Sky Girl compilation? Where was it released and just what was it?
It was a compilation of, like, unknown people like me.
Like, put it together.
A guy in Australia.
Wow.
And it did surprisingly well in kind of a, you know, what do you call it? Independent, unknown, like nobody's ever heard of. Sort of like losers, like people who never made it. They put them all on one compilation.
And then you heard from a bunch of people, right?
Yeah.
And opened up some doors in England and
various places. Sophie Asquith in London has been helping me out, and I think there are people in other countries listening right now.
And that inspired you to pick up your music more.
That's true.
And you're going to put out a new release when you can.
I hope to.
Okay.
Okay. This is something I wrote a few days before my friend arrived. I remember meeting you, George. I was 14. Now I'm 31. You're my oldest friend. I remember. I remember driving through the canyon with two girls we just met. Your hand was on her breast, and I was impressed. From the beach to the heat in the valley. I remember coming over and from the back room hearing you and your mother fighting about something you didn't do. I remember the fighting. And now your ma's almost dying, and you feel all on your own. And I'm sitting here almost crying. But I want you to know you won't be alone when she goes. You were someone to go off to and someone to stay up with. someone I could talk to and someone to play with. I hope my son finds a friend like you. I remember driving to Seattle. I was 16. We were stopping at the lakes and the streams and the forest. Those were good times. I remember driving to Seattle. I remember walking, you were talking about changes. I said, let's turn around, but you said, keep walking. We might meet our wives there. I remember walking and talking. I remember being angry when you got into that nightclub without me. Left me outside, but I was your ride, so I waited. And now your ma's dying. She's just lying in bed. And I can't help but wonder if it was my ma instead. You did things while I backed out. You stood up while I snuck back. You did things while I backed out. You stood up while I snuck back. People thought we were drunk or taking something. We were only having fun, never taking none. I remember swimming in the ocean, even when we didn't want to. But we had to, 'cause we said we would. I remember swimming in the ocean. I remember listening to Bowie and Elton and the Beatles, and curling weights till the blood in our veins was bulging. I remember listening to the Beatles. And you told me all your secrets no one knew, in the middle of the night, in my parents' back room. And now your ma's almost dying, and you feel all on your own. And I'm sitting here almost crying. But I want you to know, you won't be alone when she goes. You won't be alone when she goes.
I love that song, especially a couple of lines like, let's turn around, you said, but keep walking. How does it go?
That's it.
We might meet our wives there.
Yeah, why do you like that line so much?
I don't know. It's just is something that two friends might say to encourage each other. And it's just funny. It just strikes me as funny. And we had to swim because we said we would. Love that, too. The whole thing is just very sweet and poignant. It almost brings me to tears.
Really?
The melody and the what you say about your son, too, that you wish that he would have a friend.
And this is interesting. You know, several people have written me about this song. And that line is the one that more people commented on about. It was mostly guys with young children. And they wondered that, you know, about their children, if they worried about their children and wondered if they were ever going to have a good friend.
Mm-hmm. A friend like yours.
Yeah. And some people asked me, you know, like, are you still friends with them? And the answer is yes.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
You write very personal songs, and you also write very topical songs. Where do you get your inspiration? How does the process work for you?
Well, you know, nothing really comes to mind, you know. As my friend Chris Hickey says, you know, inspiration can be found on every evening's news.
Right, which you write about, too.
And there's plenty to be inspired by, right? A lot of inspirational people.
Yeah, you wrote about Anita Hill, which we're going to hear from, and Bobby Sands, and I don't know, what else? It's kind of topical. Bob Dylan, one time we all went to see Bob Dylan.
I don't think you were there.
Yeah, I was.
You were there. Well, we weren't together.
Okay.
I clearly remember being alone.
In Pueblo.
That's right, at the State Fair.
All right, well, you know, memory's a funny thing. But at any rate, you did write a song about Bob Dylan. And let's hear the song about Anita Hill.
Okay. I would like to say hello to the good people at Mesa Vista Nursing Home where I work. Talk about inspirational, all kinds of inspirational residents and inspirational staff people who do all kinds of good work and don't get much recognition or pay.
Inspirational stories, I'm sure, every day.
Okay.
Scott Seskind here on KGNU, The Cabaret Show.
Okay. With Juliet Slingsby on drums. It's a sad day in the USA. The truth went down to protect a name. I'm sincerely surprised. I know people lie. I've just never heard it quite this clear. I should have known. I've been told it's still hard to take how much of life is fake. When you're led to believe, when you were young, goodness would prevail. You're playing a game, you're telling a lie, you're screwing around with good people's lives, acting so enraged by the charges laid, as if you're so pure. This time to hide the truth, now cut it out, quit acting like you don't know what we're all talking about. You act so surprised, disbelief in your eyes, that a person would do such a nasty thing. You make me sick, the way you depict damage to your. Because of your lie, it'll fester inside of your guilty heart, and I won't forget as long as you sit upon that bench that you sit on lies. And I must remember I'm not alone and seek comfort from those I know.
To a dark moment in the American history.
Yeah.
Story about Anita Hill. I remember it well.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Clarence Thomas, mm-hmm. still on Supreme Court.
Yeah. I don't think I ever watched so much TV. Like, I was glued to that.
Yeah, me too.
There you go, inspiration. I was inspired by those senators who were grilling her and were making her look like she was the one who was doing something bad.
I know. It was so obvious, too. So Scott and I have known each other a while. Nona Gandelman, who I just had on my radio show a few weeks ago, she and I put on concerts in the mid-'80s, and Scott was a singer-songwriter and was trying to get on one of our programs. It never quite worked out. And then we had Phoebe Snow one night in October, and it snowed, of all things. We were supposed to have Chuck Pyle on the program. He lived in Monument Hill, and he got snowed in. So at the last minute, I called Scott, and within about 20 minutes, he arrived and knocked everybody dead, opening for Phoebe Snow. And from that, I put on a concert a few years later at Chautauqua with Pete Seeger. It was a benefit for a union, P9, and Scott played on that. Scott, you want to tell us a little something about that?
Well, I remember that when Pete Seeger introduced me, he was presenting me in this traditional folk singer mythology. You know, Scott hitchhiked out here from California, came here and started a family, wrote ballads. And then I got up there and I said, Pete got it all right, except for that I drove out here in my mother's Mercedes.
That brought the house down, right?
Yeah, that was the best response I ever got from a joke.
And you wrote a song about the union. What were they, was their cause again? The P9?
Hormel against Hormel.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wrote a great song for that, too.
Thank you. Okay, so this song is called Anna's Song. My daughter's name is Anna, who I love very much, but this song is not about her.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
You know, sometimes it just fits into the meter of the song. Mm-hmm. Is that the right word?
You're a lot of other names you could have used.
Anna, you know.
For that meter.
Like?
It's a palindrome.
What is that?
Palindrome. We're the same. It's the same backwards and forwards.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not what I was thinking about.
I know.
You're just showing off.
Yeah, I'm just showing off.
Okay. This is the song of Anna, my imaginary girl. Born in 1990 to a couple called Sandra and Earl. And in their minds they were doing everything all right. Pretty dresses and yes, oh yeses, I love yous too. Well, growing up was easy on suburban stairs. TV dinners and babysitters when mom and dad weren't there. Well, there were Girl Scouts and brownies. She was the cheerleader's best friend. Going out with older guys, the rules began to bend. And the family's breaking down in a brand new car. It looks so good, but it fell. She said, my family's good. Please don't talk about them that way. In an unguarded moment, I thought I heard him say. She moved to Manhattan on a safe, leafy street. She stopped drinking caffeine and eating red meat. She pretended to be poor, but had plenty of cash. She took time to take in the untouchable cast. Her parents were traveling, they were semi-retired. They were gorging on interest in rights they'd acquired. Anna's townhome was nicely attired with Peruvian bowls and ex-boyfriend fired. Her closet changes the dates off fit, from torn jeans to a dress deeply slit. And you say that you're embarrassed. Well, I'm embarrassed too. But there's something about Anna that rings true. For her 27th birthday, Anna's parents flew into town. After birthday wishes, cake and kisses. Her dad said, sit down. Your mother and I've decided to go our separate ways. We tried and tried, but didn't change. And it's important you know we still love you. Nothing could change that. We were just hoping now that you're older, it would be easier to understand. And she said, easier to understand? She said, my family's good. Please don't talk about them that way. In an unguarded moment, something got away. And the family's breaking down in a brand new car. It looks so good, but it fell apart.
Kind of a sad song there. Anything inspire that in particular?
I guess families breaking down in brand new cars.
Right. Pretty common thing.
Yeah.
The two combined.
Yeah. What's that bad feeling if you get like a brand new car and you want to be happy, but like things aren't going well in your life and
right.
somehow you didn't think of that before you got the new car.
Right. We want to thank George Figgs, who's engineering tonight and always does this for the cabaret here on KGNU. And we've got Juliette Seskind here too, who happens to be related to Scott, one way or the other. Juliette, how long have you been playing drums with Scott?
Well,
a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a long gap, but started at least 25 years ago, I'd say.
Right.
We actually got a drum kit for our son, and it was in the basement, and I just kind of
started playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said, I'll put you to work. And the rest is history.
Yeah.
When we were looking at this house, I told our son, Daryl, I said, you know, if we get that house, I'll get you a drum set.
And did he ever play?
Not too much.
No. But Juliette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like to waste money, you know.
No.
So
put something to work.
I bought those drums, you know.
Yeah, got to use them. Somebody's got to use them in this family. Nice guitars you've got there.
These are very cheap guitars.
Really? They're good looking.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I bought this guitar in Berkeley in 1980 for $200. It's the bottom of the line. And I got this classical guitar here in Boulder for $80.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're a Boulder guy, right? You've been living in Boulder for a long time?
Well, I grew up in Los Angeles.
Right. But living in Boulder for quite a few years.
Yes. 1983.
And who are some of your influences? That last song reminded me of Loudon Wainwright in a way. I know that you like him.
Like suburban folk.
Oh, what's that mean?
Well, he means, you know, I'm not like riding the rails or a hobo.
Right,
or, you
urban.
Know. Yeah, you know, I grew up in the suburbs and...
Right. It's a whole category into itself. Never heard of that before.
But, you know, I know you and I both love Bob Dylan.
Yeah, we sure do. And we've seen him a couple times, too. He's got a new whiskey out, you know.
I heard about that.
Yeah. He's always up to something new, unpredictable.
So this will be the last song that Julie's going to play drums on.
Okay.
So let's especially focus on that.
And, okay, everybody pay attention.
No.
And because it's the last song, it's the song's called Last Song.
Oh,
thanks
what
for
a coincidence.
That.
Okay. This is my last song. This is it. I lived an easy life. I was young. None of the big things overcome. propped us up with easy things, we wouldn't have to suffer, and kept the world away from us with little money buffers. And life became so meaningless with nothing more to ponder. I'm not gonna stop, I'm not going out, even though I'm down. I am not out, I just might come back strong. Life becomes harder in that we don't know what to do, whereas our forefathers saw the point of being true. I think I know now where I stand, more clear on who I think I am. Might come back stronger. I slept around in the chaise lounge between the gardener and the pool man. It didn't feel good, but I didn't get up. I never even offered him a hand. Turn me around, I'll make a brand new plan. It's really no big deal. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not going out. Even though I'm down, I am not out. I just might come back stronger. It won't be hard. Say I'm done, agree with the doomsdayers, and curse the world, dirty words, become a money player. And I don't blame you for your deeds, I see the larger picture, but I must admit, I cannot fit in clothes. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not going out. Even though I'm down, I am not out. I just might come back stronger. I've been looking for trouble where there's none. Should I go back to where I came from? Do I need more money to be someone? When I have my family, who I
suburban folk, indeed. Chaise Lounge and the Gardener. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little money buffers.
Right. Scott Seskind here on Cabaret. Here at KGNU. Ginger Perry here with you as your host. And having a good time hearing Scott's music. Scott, have you been doing some gigs lately as a result of Sky Girl? Didn't you perform in London?
Mm-hmm.
Want to tell us a little bit about that?
Rough Trade Records.
Oh, yeah. We've heard of that.
People were standing in a record store.
Uh-huh.
And then afterwards, everybody goes out onto the sidewalk. And there you can drink alcohol on the sidewalk.
Just like New Orleans.
And then we walked.
You have to drink beer, though, right?
I'm not sure. And then we walked to a pub, and I felt really good for like, a half hour.
Right.
And then I was ready to go home, and then like they just wanted to keep on drinking.
Yeah, those Brits.
Should I play another song?
Yeah, why don't you?
I wish my friend Chris Hickey was here to play the scissors with me on this and to sing. Well, I'm so nervous and unprepared for the broken days that lie ahead. My weakness never leads to sleep. There's nothing left for me to dream. So I close my eyes and I sink back down into familiar grounds. She loves me, is loving her eyes, and I take it, the love that is mine. I'm not gonna say what you've been trained to praise. Don't callous my mind with your advertising ways. You talk so big about the things you use and come down so hard on things you've abused. Give your emotions to me, you who you really are. I got a good imagination, I know what's on your mind. And it feels so good to be pulled by you. This is reason for staying alive. What in the world is this world, I wonder? Well, Julie is a baby and then she's 17. I try and draw her passion before she falls to dream. I do and she does, she calls and I come. She loves me, there's love in her eyes and I take it. The love that is there's a storm ahead, a lullaby gone, bye 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 bye. There's an old man fishing on the pier. I hear different sounds in different ears. Snow's falling everywhere the same. Mother Nature saying it's gonna be okay. What in the world is this world, I wonder? I'm not gonna say what you've been trained to praise. Don't callous my mind with your advertising ways. You talk so big about the things you use and come down so hard on things you've abused. Give your emotions to me, you who you really are. And it's not so easy just being free, 'cause no one's accepting who we turned out to be. She loves me, there's love in her eyes and I take it. The love that is there's a storm ahead, a lullaby gone, bye bye bye. There's a storm ahead, a lullaby gone, bye bye bye.
That's called I Wonder?
Yes.
You mentioned Chris Hickey is a good friend of yours. I know you mentioned him quite often. And
He insisted that I did.
He's a musician in his own right, or he was. He was in a group called Show of Hands. Did you two ever play music together?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And is he playing music now?
Yes.
What's he up to?
Well, he's a substitute school teacher, and he's a web designer, and he's a father of four great children, and... I think he's one of the best songwriters in the country.
Nice. Chris Hickey. Listen for him.
And I don't just say that because he's my friend.
Right. Yeah. But where can we actually hear him?
I say that because I have to say that.
He'll kill you otherwise.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. he's in the boxing, you know, and he's got this, even though he's a vegan Buddhist, he's got, you know, this violent tendencies.
Yeah, he gets to vent his violent tendencies.
Yeah, like when I go to visit him, he's always sparring with me. You know what I mean?
I'm sure you can spar right back, Scott.
Yeah, well, you know, we played a lot of basketball together.
We've got Scott Susskind here on Cabaret, and he's a singer-songwriter who's been living in Boulder for quite a few years from Los Angeles, and was just recently rediscovered in a way because his song, I Remember, was released on a CD, Sky Girl, and...
It was vinyl.
Oh, it was vinyl?
Yeah.
Wow, people are really into vinyl still. So how many people do you think have picked up on that,
thousands,
that release?
Thousands. Yeah.
And you get, do you have a blog or something where you get...
I'm going to have to quit my job. I hope my supervisor is listening. I'm getting so many requests, I'm going to have to quit my job because it takes me so long, you know, to package up the records.
They say don't give up your day job, but in this case, it's different.
No, that would be good advice.
All right, let's hear something else, Scott. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Ginger. Okay, this is the first song I ever wrote. Here I am in your city, any city will do. And I just wanna lie here until my dreams come true. There are times when I feel I've been left alone from people trying to make it on their own. They work from a plan with sure goals in mind. They ignore everything that could leave them behind. You say you need more friends. I only needed you. You're everything I hoped for, but now you say it's through. At least listen to me cry as I bargain with the sky for help on a helpless day when everything I am gets in my way. Well, I've been holding back all the love that is me. It's been like living locked up in a cell with a crying baby out of reach. There's a crying baby out of reach. And Lori, are you still without the strength to run with me out on the plank? 'Cause I'm so restless I can't sit still. How much more time must we kill? Here I am, any city, and I just wanna lie here until my dreams come true.
Did you write that?
1980.
In L.A.?
No, in Berkeley.
Oh, in Berkeley. You went to school in Berkeley, right?
Yeah, and I had free rent in exchange for taking care of the two children.
Wow, how old were the children?
They were little. And the father was a obstetrician.
Mm-hmm.
And he was growing marijuana in the backyard.
Ahead of his time there.
And, you know, the phone would ring in the middle of the night, and he would have to leave, you know?
Right.
And I would, you know, it would wake me up, and I would, I had a stopwatch, and I would time him how long it took from the time the phone rang till, you know, I heard the garage door going up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was usually, you know, like 45 minutes to an hour.
Well, that's pretty long.
I'm just kidding. It was like 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, you had me there, Scott. Uh-huh. You had to go deliver a baby, right?
That's right, Ginger. That's what obstetricians do.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
What else can we talk about here?
I think I'm about out of songs, and we got 10 minutes. What are we going to do?
I don't know. You have to. Oh, you didn't play This Is My Country, did you?
That's true.
And that's one of my favorite songs, too. That's an early song.
That's true.
And I know you've got other songs up your sleeve, so.
Yeah, but I didn't. I thought you were going to be talking more, so I didn't rehearse.
You told me not to talk too much, Scott.
No, I just said be professional.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're counterproductive.
Yeah, well, that didn't work.
Thanks, Scott.
So, we could, you know, the last time I did one of these on the other public radio station in town,
mm-hmm.
my other favorite station, I was talking about free will with the disc jockey.
Right.
And more than any of my songs, people who heard it commented on the discussion on
free will.
Yeah. So how do you, do you think there's free will?
I do think there's free will, and I know that you sort of think there isn't, so.
I lean that way.
Right. But I mean, you know, if you decide to have your cappuccino in the morning, is that something that's predestined? Or if you decide to become an obstetrician, say, is that predestined?
I don't think so.
You think it's not predestined?
Yeah, I mean, predestined has religious connotations, doesn't it?
Not necessarily, but what do you mean about not believing in free will, then?
Well, you know, like all the variables that came before this moment made this inevitable. Like things couldn't have gone differently. Like before I came here tonight, I was sitting at home and I was saying, you know, like I don't really feel like going. Like, you know, what if I just don't go?
Right.
You know,
nothing. I would have been very unhappy.
Yeah, but you would have showed up. George would have been here. You guys would have put on a CD or something. You know what I mean?
Right. And we would cope.
Yeah, and people would say, Scott, what happened? And I would say, you know.
I didn't feel like going in.
Yeah, because I was testing the free will thing, because it really feels like free will. Like if I decide I'm not going to do that show, it feels like free will.
All right. I really don't have much to say in this discussion.
Okay. It's me again. Sorry to say I lost my way. Everything I fought against I'm surrendering to. And everything that's glamorous I've seen through. I can't take it this way. This is my country and I wish I was proud of it. This is my life. What can I get out of it? This is my world. Sometimes I want out of it. So proud, so tall, so plain, so straight, so strong you are to be with me. I am. I don't like hating this country that I live in. I don't like hearing hopeless criticism. America, why are you this way? So sure you found the very best way. I don't wanna be ashamed. I don't believe it has to be this way. This is my country and I wish I was proud of it. This is my life, what can I get out of it? This is my world, sometimes I want out of it. I see you crawling down on your knees, away from who you thought you would be. Your words are firm, but your eyes can't hide the sadness that keeps them from mine. Your eyes, like flies, you can land on me, 'cause I've been through what you're coming from. This is my country and I wish I was proud of it. This is my life, what can I get out of it? This is my world, sometimes I want out of it. I can't believe what life is. I know you want the best for you, but you can't see what I've been through. Hit me, make me cry. Just make me see that I'm still alive. This is my country and I wish I was proud of it. This is my life, what can I get out of it? This is my world, sometimes I want out of it.
That song could have been written today. I mean, literally today.
Really, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking of current politics. Are you inspired by current politics? I know you keep up with them.
Not sure what you mean by inspired.
Well, the way you wrote a song about Anita Hill and Bobby Sands. Have you written about anything about American politics? No.
Have I written anything? Well, you just said things that I'd written about.
Well, no, I mean about Donald Trump or the current administration.
Oh, you said his name.
Yeah, I did.
We could talk about that. We have a few minutes.
What, not saying his name?
Well, I took a class in Carl Jung.
Uh-huh.
And Carl Jung says that we should accept the negative parts
of us. The shadow, right?
The shadow, yeah. And not only should we accept them, we should swallow it.
Embrace them.
And that goes not for the negative parts that we each have within us, but also the people in our community, like that guy you just mentioned.
Whose name you don't want to even say.
Yeah, because, you know, like that Rolling Stone song says, after all, who killed the Kennedys? You know, it was you and me.
Right.
Like, it's this culture. Right? It's this society that created him, you know?
Right.
And I'm not comfortable criticizing him or his supporters.
Well, that doesn't mean that you couldn't be inspired to write a song about politics nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could write a song about that.
So you're just sort of down the middle about your allegiances, say.
No, I don't think that's true.
Okay, well, that's what it sounded like.
All right. Well, if you want to fight about it, Ginger, you know.
I'm not a fighting girl. I'm not like Chris Hickey with the jabbing.
We could take this outside.
Yeah.
Listen, have you had dinner?
That's kind of a personal question, isn't it?
Oh, that's true. That's not very professional. Well, if anyone's in the neighborhood and they haven't had dinner, we're at 4700 Walnut, and it'll take us about 15, 20 minutes to pack up. And
Where? Your house?
I don't know. No, not my house.
All right.
Any person who would actually come here, I don't want them to know where I live.
Right. We know where you live, Scott. All right. Well, this has been interesting. And Scott Susskind here on Cabaret with George Figgs doing the engineering, and Julie Susskind here helping us out with a little drumming and her scintillating personality. So we're having a good time. Hope you are too. Scott, we've got time for like one more song.
I'm finished.
Oh. Okay, well, I don't know what we do. 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
I guess we've got just 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Okay.
Tell us about your next record that you want to put out. What's on there, and how do you plan to get it out?
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
I'll give you a little bit of another song, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
We can go out on it because it'll take more than 2 minutes.
Okay.
So, George, thank you very much. Very nice engineer who's been working here for many years. And he told me before we started that he's done hundreds of these. And it was very nice setting up with him. He made me feel comfortable and relaxed. And I don't know what it sounded like on the radio, but thank you for listening, and, you know, thank you to my friends and family and coworkers. If I could push and then become that thing that I've been dreaming of, I would flow more easily, like floating without gravity. Suddenly release would come out of where it started from, and I'd feel better for a while with my power in a pile. I'd ride around on top of things and see what fame and fortune brings. But But I don't think that that would last, 'cause I get bored with fortunes fast. It has more to do with feeling good and doing what you knew you could. I hang on to you. I hang on to you. And God, I know the other side. I know the world your beauty hides. I know your mom, I know your dad. I've heard the fights that we've all had. And I won't make you bring that up, if you won't make me cover up. And suddenly it's clear to me who I'm turning out to be. Maybe too late to make a change, but just in time to rearrange. I hang on to you, I hang on to you, I still hang on to you.
Scott Seskind here on Cabaret. Thanks so much. Thanks for listening. And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.